You are no longer muted.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, June 21st, 2021, and this is the regular town council meeting for the town of Curry Beach. Mr. Ellen, may we please have the invocation?
Sergeant, please pray with me. Lord, we are meeting today to conduct matters of business. Guide our hearts and our minds in the spirit of fairness, right thought, and speech. Impart your supreme wisdom upon our activities so that our affairs may reach a successful conclusion. Thank you for being our source of guidance today. Amen.
Rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, commissioners, please review the consent agenda and let me know if there are any changes.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion we adopt the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Consent agenda stands. Adoption of the agenda. Any agenda changes?
Mr. Mayor, I would like to add under new business item 10.3, which is a discussion of our financial support to the Fort Fisher concert series for the 2021 season.
Okay. Any other changes?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to add a closed session in accordance with General Statute 143-318.11A3, attorney-client privilege.
Okay. Any other changes?
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion we adopt the agenda with the two changes as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Moving on to public comment. We have someone who would like to speak today from 1211 Ford Fisher Boulevard North, Unit A. Vicki Adcox?
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here. It's the first meeting I've ever been to. And I just...
If you want to come to the podium, the microphone is on. And then everyone will be able to hear as well. I'm sorry. Thank you. That way we can share.
Hi, I'm Vicki Adcox, and I'm very glad to meet every one of you today. It's my first meeting. And I wanted to speak to you and give you a consideration on beautifying the entrance to Curry Beach. I got a proposal, and I can email you any colors, in color presentation. I didn't get it till today, so you would understand it. But I contacted Outdoor Lighting Perspectives. They're insured. About putting some lighting, and they have a new technology now with the changing the colored lights, Wi-Fi, phone, timers, instead of them burning all the time, costing electricity. So I wanted to propose you considering it, and if you would, if it was plausible, I would be happy to fund it or however you pay for it, because it is in the corner of my yard.
Okay.
And I see tourists all the time getting in front of the sign, taking pictures, and to me it means a lot, and it means enough for me that I would be more than willing to pay to beautify our entrance in our town, which to me is the best beach town around, in my opinion. So that's what I wanted to propose tonight. The total cost is $21.89, and that includes the installation. And I don't know if any of you have heard of this technology before. It's called, I'm not even going to say it correctly, probably, but something like RRG, it's the colors. So like if you wanted to light it up for July 4th or a festival, or, you know, the main entrance could be lit up by just doing your phone.
By whose phone? Anybody's
whoever
phone?
Whoever wants to control it. I could if you wanted me to, but or you could. I just want to get it. I wanted to pay to put it in place to make it look good. I'm not trying to control it. I mean, I will if you want me to, but...
Let the police department do that.
Yeah. You could do it any color you want, you know, for any occasion. Or it could be white. I mean, if you wanted it white. But I was just proposing to have timers so they're not on for no reason, and they're LED, and
see sign. John, how would that fit in our lighting ordinance?
How would it affect our lighting ordinance?
How would that fit in with our lighting ordinance?
I believe that we can make it fit. I'd have to review what she's proposing in the ordinance also. It doesn't sound like it's any more intrusive than what's already there.
So no. Jimmy, did, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Did someone catch up with you from last month? Was that you, sir, that came? Right?
I think it was.
So at least you guys are together. That's good. Have you guys already talked a little bit or no?
No, I was the one that suggested they bring it to council. And
okay.
I didn't know it was
going to
be tonight or what.
That's fine.
I mean,
okay, that's fine.
Now, Ms. Zadcox, I'm kind of at a crossroads here. People usually stand over there and ask me for money.
Well...
Nothing more needs to be said. We appreciate the offer, but you're a citizen of this town. If you do have the proposal, I guess you would like to see it, and we will determine what action can be taken. We normally do not act at the meeting where it's proposed.
Okay.
So we will try to handle that quickly, and we'll get the input from Jimmy and from John Batson, and make sure that the illumination is correct and we can support it and et cetera. So if you give us the data, we will certainly take a look at it, as was suggested by this gentleman last month.
And do you want me to email anyone else or just get the
You can email any of us on council and we will get it around. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Yes,
next up are presentations. We don't have any specific presentations that are not tied to other agenda items. So we'll move on to committee business. Mo, Bike Ped Advisory Committee. What you got today?
Sun catcher? Okay, I'm going to go fast tonight because there are several things I want to talk to you about. First of all, the bike repair station did come in, and Parks and Recs received it, and Jimmy's been notified when he can get it on his schedule, he'll get that installed. So that's a really big win there. Next thing I wanted to tell you was East Coast Greenway. The HB 130 bill in with our state house was passed with only one declining vote, and then it was passed unanimously in the Senate, which means East Coast Greenway is now a state trail, and that runs right through our town from Alabama to the ferry, and that is good for us because even though East Coast Greenway doesn't have money, it could bring more state funding or federal funding to our town for bike path, trails, that type of thing. The Bike Ped Committee emails update. We did have, let me get that in a minute. The next thing I wanted to say was Tour de Blueberry. Okay, hold your hats on. I'm going to go through this fast. 67, 67, 64, 64, 58, 61, 76, 70, 69, 64, 74, 75, 57, 62, 61, 53, 63, 66, 64, 58, 62, 62, 63, 66, 70, 79, and 67. These are the ages of the people on the virtual Curry Cruisers team. We had 27 people sign up on our team, 26 official, because that's how many waivers I got back. But a few people couldn't figure out how to log their miles, but we had well over 2,000 miles. And Commissioner Ellen rode, let me see here, 182.04 miles is what was logged. And he also got another milestone of being the wisest one.
That's code for oldest.
Oh, okay.
So, thank you so much for allowing this event, because it was highly successful, which means we raised, our town raised over $1,000 for the Cape Fear cyclists, and I plan to see that money circle back around.
Well, nicely done, John. And you nicely
didn't,
done.
And you didn't say any Mo.
What?
You didn't say how many miles I rode?
Well, hold on a minute.
Conflict of interest.
It was 170 something.
171.78. Okay. And this is amazing. I don't know Stuart Cummins. Maybe you know Stuart because he lives in our town and he was on this. He rode 365.25 miles. I mean, that's a lot. My goal was 70, and I got to about 50, and I'm going to blame it on either rain or winds.
Yeah.
But it was my first time out of the chute, so, you know, I learned. Okay.
John, do you know that individual?
I do not. There was another Curie Beach that I was like fourth. There was a non-Curie Beacher.
He's from Southport. He
from Southport?
Two Curie Beachers ahead of me, and I did not know either one of them.
So
Mo, if you want to give us a list of names, perhaps we can send them a note about thanking them.
Okay, that'd be great. So the update on the BikePed comprehensive plan with Ulta is we had the one meeting, and then we got this kind of the schedule so you know what's going on. They're going to review, they're going to get started on it. They actually came up with two plans. And one plan at the budget that WMPO would pay for 100%. They came up with a second plan that's going to be a little bit more money. And it had some online road mapping to do with it. If WMPO can actually find a little bit more money, maybe Rob Peter to pay Paul, I don't know how they do it, but we will get the more increased road mapping one. And it looks now like they're going to come down and do research. They'll meet with Sean, and then eventually when it's time for the townspeople to become part of it, doesn't look like anything before September. So that's kind of the plan there. And Rance, Cindy on our committee has been awesome at logging all the grants. You asked me about that, Mayor. We have them on a spreadsheet. You know, there was one recently that just came up. It's a real special one because it has to do with COVID money. And we don't know whether we can actually use it, but Commissioner Alan Oliver is going to meet with somebody and see if it's something that we can take advantage of.
And if that turns out positive, then I'll bring it back to council for consideration. I'm doing a little legwork first.
All right.
And I think that's it.
Okay, well, that's plenty. Thank you, Mo. Community Center Committee. I missed the last one, but I think you attended, Nikki.
Yes, we have two new, that were on the consent agenda.
Right.
refocusing.
So what are we at to with members now? Six?
Correct.
Six. Okay. All right. Thank you. So that community center is starting to fire back up. Historical Preservation Commission?
Thank you, Mayor. I always forget. Conference or council?
Council.
HPC doesn't have anything major going on at the minute with the passage of the historic district, overlay district matters. But Chairman Galbraith did bring up in one of the meetings, and this will also be the case for PCC, utilization of Robert's Rules of Order to govern their meeting. So what you have before you is a proposed amendment to, there's a typo that should say HBC, and Ms. Chase will take care of that prior to the mayor signing off. But simply reads, and it's the only amendment, the rules contained in the most recent edition of Robert's Rules of Order shall govern HPC meetings where those rules are not inconsistent with provisions of the general statutes, Curry Beach Code, or these rules. And that's, it's as simple as that. If council would like to entertain a motion to revise HPC's rules of procedure to incorporate this particular amendment, that would be the appropriate thing to do at this time.
Okay. May I have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we accept the amendment as presented by attorney.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thank you, Counselor.
Thank you.
Land Use Plan Committee.
We had our first meeting back at the beginning of the month where we received the survey results. We had 940 respondents. We were expecting 500, so we were almost double what we were hoping for. The gist of it was to keep Curry Beach the way that it is, just like the 2007 land use plan. Was that broadcast out to everyone on council, Mandy, the survey results?
I don't. He sent it to everyone on council.
Okay. Okay. No.
Okay. I can send it.
Yeah. There are a lot of comments. If you have a few free hours, you could go in and read some of the fun comments we received on the survey. But the vast majority of them, you know, some were about dogs on the beach, various other hot topics we usually deal with. People were appreciative of the direction of the town and wanted the town to maintain as it is going. That's what I took from it. Alan, would you agree?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's
complimentary.
Showed us that the vast majority wants to keep the 35-foot height restrictions and keep the small town feel. That's the main thing.
The committee has been assigned the first two chapters of the existing land use plan for us to go through, look at it, any additions, deletions, updating, and we will address those in August, and then we will have our first public hearing on the state of the land use plan in September, Mandy?
July.
Sorry, I was off a month. Yeah, we'll have our first public hearing with the COG doing a presentation on our existing plan and how we're going to proceed through this process over the next 8 to 10 months.
Okay. That is interesting. Those first two chapters pretty much describe what we have been doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see what they either take out or recommend there. How many? 950?
940.
Yeah, they cut it off. I mean,
we shut it down because we had more than a fair sample.
Okay. Marketing committee. Good evening, Ms. Elliott.
Hi, good evening, everybody. Are we going to show the budget up on the screen? Mm-hmm. I have three separate links for you.
It's the one that's FY21-22 draft.
Okay, it's up.
Okay, cool. Thank you. My name is Debbie Elliott, and I am the past chair of the Curry Beach Marketing Committee because we recently sold our home. So the marketing committee, I know y'all are likely in the process of getting some new members. So I'm here this evening to present the proposed budget for the use of the room occupancy tax for fiscal year 21-22. And that is what is up on the screen. And as a reminder to everybody, last year during COVID, we took a very different approach to the use of those funds to invest in a unified marketing campaign with the other communities rather than, you know, historically Curry Beach marketed itself, Wrightsville Beach marketed itself, Carolina Beach marketed itself. And when we were faced with more of a crisis, we did a unified campaign where funds were spent to really market the entire area. And the results of that were consistently very, very positive. So what's being proposed this year is that we continue to do a unified media campaign. A couple of reasons for that. One is that it data shows that it works. And also, only 27% of the overall funds are going to the unified campaign, so we're not proposing that all of it be that way. And some of the really big tourism providers, tourism marketing providers, such as some places like Sojourn, Distillery, Adara, Mad Media, Matador, TripAdvisor, VRBO, they have minimums that they require you to do. And the only way that Curry Beach can afford to play is if we participate with our other beach communities and make those dollars work better for us. So really, we're the smallest of the beaches. So our opinion is that by doing a unified campaign, Curry Beach probably benefits from it more than the others with our investment. So long story short, that's the rationale. So what you're seeing up here is under that unified media campaign, there are three areas that are the funds are not towards the unified campaign. They're very specific to Curry Beach, and that is paid search, like Google and Bing. That is paid social, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and it's the e-blast. Those three strategies are the highest generators of inquiries. Okay, so that will be still very specific to Curry Beach, and then the other things that are listed here, such as, you know, some print advertising, say in Southern Living, Our State, Better Homes and Gardens, Visit NC, streaming video, those types of things, that would be all done with the unified media campaign. Okay? And then the other thing that is good about the plan, that is, again, very specific to Curry Beach, is the public relations and social media. So the agency that does both the PR and the social, when they're out there pitching stories and posting things, it is very specifically just about Curie Beach. And that will continue. Like, for instance, we've got our own blog. There are some new things that we're going to be doing with social because it's constantly changing. There's some additional time included in the budget to coordinate a videographer and increase the post frequency development of Instagram guides. And so that's brand new. We're going to be spending some more money on social media videos, like a new short form, doing one new short form video per month. We're going to continue to work with influencers to try to get them here into our market and then to write about how wonderful we are. And then they're articulated in the budget is what the agency retainers and money for the agencies for research and analysis. And the good news is that their cost has gone down over 10% because by unifying the plan creative, we can save money. So that's a good thing. Then down under advertising media services, it is a, the total there is $275,358. That is a 27% increase based on additional media spend and new social videos. We've got a little bit of money earmarked for research. The Convention and Visitors Bureau is using something new called Arrival Research. That's pretty cutting edge, and it really gives them a great deal of insight as to who's coming here and why and from where. Under online management, those are all really fixed fees. That has to do with account management, domain renewals, search engine optimization, site development, those types of things. We've got some money down there for fulfillment, which is just postage, and then some funds dedicated toward new videos and photography. So the total is $306,117.32. This is a 26% increase from FY19-20. We're comparing it to fiscal year 19-20 because last year was such a weird year because of COVID that looking at 19-20 is just a gives you a better idea. And then the contingency holdback was increased to 15% this year from 10%. And that again was due to a bit of the uncertainty that's still caused by COVID. So the total budget total is $358,992, and that is a 33% increase from FY19-20. So even though COVID was a very strange year for all of us, as you all probably know, Curry Beach and Carolina Beach particularly still did extraordinarily well with the ROT funds. Mm-hmm. Y'all have any questions?
No, actually, I was going to talk to it in a bit of support.
Okay.
I had talked to Kim Hoffman about this, the Unified Campaign. Unified Campaign is an intent to draw people, kind of like a Silver Coast or something else, but draw people to our coast, our county. Once they decided on all the benefits of the county in a unified, here's all the things you can do, then we have a specific program which would identify Curie Beach to lift Curie Beach up specifically as one of the destination points, as well as Wrightsville, as well as Carolina Beach. With so much to offer on this island and on Wrightsville Beach, it did seem to make sense that we take 27% of the budget and use it as a unified campaign, and then using the rest, less the holdback, to specifically identify what makes Curie Beach shine. The holdback is increased from 10%. We had asked in the past, they have increased it to 15%. That was proactive, or maybe that was just smart, right? But in any case, I think this plan can work for us. We had a fantastic year relative to growth in our ROT money, and I think this is a good way to try to keep that momentum going. But if there's any questions for Ms. Elliott, please ask them. If not, we'll...
One thing I did want to mention, Mayor, and I neglected to mention, is that the paid advertising and the bulk of the marketing efforts is really geared towards the shoulder seasons. You know, mm-hmm. The spring and the fall.
A good point, you're right.
Not in summer, because we, you know, the feeling has been for quite some time that we do pretty well in the summer.
Yes.
But we really need to drive more business in the shoulder seasons.
Right. That's an excellent point as well. You're right. We're just about full for summer. So it doesn't make much sense to try to attract more people here. Any questions?
No, sir. Nothing.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Thank you. Good luck.
Don't we need to approve?
What's that?
Don't we need to approve the budget?
Yes.
Make a motion to approve as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approved.
Thank you.
Planning and zoning.
Parking committee?
Nope, parking committee.
Parking committee.
Parking committee, excuse me. I tried to skip me. Okay. Give me one moment to get to my details.
With all that good news.
All right, the parking committee is kind of sitting back and looking at the revenue statements. Year to date, we've had 22,426 people who have paid to park in Curie Beach. Now, this is specifically day trippers, not the people who are staying at the beachfront mini condos, I call them. The year-to-date revenue is $318,250 in the last 7 weeks. Citation revenue is $26,000. Last week, 2,812 people paid $37,804. And Saturday so far was our biggest day, with approximately 800 folks spending approximately $12,000 on last Saturday. We have a way to go. I still think the citation counts are a little high. But I think we're on our way here. I think this is going to make a lot of sense and be a good program for the citizens of Curie Beach, for us to use a portion of these revenues either for beach funding, for roads, wherever we think that we may need them, unless laws prohibit us from using them in certain places. In any case, beyond that, there have not been many parking complaints, not from citizens or residents, excuse me. Most of the complaints are coming from people who are not happy with coming to town and needing to pay for parking. It's not an intent for us to, we're not reaching for cash. What we're asking people to do is contribute to the resources that they use in town so that all our citizens do not have to pay for the additional water, the additional garbage, the additional police officers, the additional lifesavers on the beach, etc. So I believe that this is going to turn out okay. We have pretty much exceeded our anticipation that we actually put in the budget at this point, I think, Arlen. So from here on in, it should be things we can use to support the town. Planning and zoning.
Thank you, Mayor. Two points. One, the first proposed amendment is exactly what you saw for HPC, utilization of Robert's Rules of Order. But we also made some very slight tweaks to the last part, the amended part of the Rules of Procedure. PZC's Rules of Procedure were originally adopted 2 or 3 years ago by PZC. One of the changes that 160D brought about was the governing board's responsibility for those rules of procedure. So at the very end of PZC's rules, I've made some changes to clearly show that amending that document is council's prerogative. And if you'd like to entertain a motion to accept those changes and amend the rules of procedure, that would be the thing to do.
Go ahead,
you're the PZ guy.
I don't even know what to say. Make a motion for the proposed text amendment providing for Robert's Rules of Orders for the P&Z Commission.
I'll second.
Is that in an aggregate? There's more.
I would just entertain a motion to accept the proposed text amendments to the Rules of Procedure.
Okay.
Make a motion to accept the proposed, what was it again?
Text
amendment as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. A culmination of a lot of work on that. Shoreline Access and Beach Protection Committee.
Dennis is not able to attend. He has family in town. Nothing really to report. But Jimmy, he did want to say thank you so much for the quick putting up of all the signs on the beach. They have already been very well received.
Jim, did you get them 100 signs up already?
We got the 28 markers, every tenth of a mile. We got We just got some new signs in the other day, so I don't know what else came in yet.
That's still a lot of signs you put up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you. That was quick. Stormwater committee.
Yes, the committee met. No action was taken. We're still working through all the changes from the state with the committee. We'll bring, like we talked about this morning during the evaluation process, we'll be bringing information back in the fall, and then the attorney will be bringing changes to the ordinance probably in early winter for the stormwater systems based on the state changes.
Okay. More fun coming with that. Okay, we have department head business. Moving on. Administration. Mandy?
I don't have anything.
Okay, no report. Building inspections department?
I have nothing, sir.
Okay, thank you. Finance department. Arlen?
With the first one, which was at the budget work sessions, I guess the council discussed transferring some additional funds, if possible, to the beach protection fund, general fund to the beach protection fund. So after looking at our position so far this fiscal year, I'd make a recommendation that we transfer $100,000 from the general fund to the beach protection fund.
So $100,000 beach protection.
That would be, you know, my recommendation.
Okay. Any discussion or questions on that from Arlen?
No. Mr. Mayor, I'll make a motion that we accept the recommendation from the finance director.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So the other part of that, we would need a budget amendment to do that. So I have a copy here I can get.
Please. And I'll sign it at the end.
So it's really just documenting the transfer from the general fund and what the revenue source is going to be, which is sales tax revenue that we've exceeded our budget. Okay. And then the other part of it is the receipt of the transfer into the beach protection fund.
Mm-hmm. Okay, excellent.
Make a motion to approve budget amendment 21-18, which is a transfer of $100,000 from sales tax revenues into the beach protection reserve fund.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, the next item has to do with the American Rescue Plan funds that the town's going to receive. There's one thing that council would need to do. There doesn't need to be a resolution, but there needs to be an actual vote for council agreeing to accept the funds. It's comply with North Carolina General Statute Section 168-17.1 for grants from other governments. So it's just really a formality, but we need a documented vote that council wants to accept those funds.
So is this for the grant project orders, or is this separate from that?
This is in conjunction with that actually.
So I make a motion that we accept the finance commissioner's recommendation for the American Rescue Fund.
Second.
What is the total on that?
Well, we don't know yet.
Right. It's in the area.
It's still an estimated $600,000. The federal government has transferred the funds to the state of North Carolina, And for cities and towns less than 50,000 people, the state is going to allocate funds. They've now asked for an extension. I just got some information about an hour or two ago that it looks like we will not receive our funds by June 30th. That was the expected due date, so now it could go another 30 days beyond that to receive our funds. And they're still trying to determine what the exact allocation is going to be to do that.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
And the other part of that is for council to approve what's considered a grant project ordinance, and it really just segregates those funds out. As we use them, we'll move them to other funds. But this just keeps this ordinance in place for the duration of the funds until they're actually used, which they have to be used by the end of December 2026. But first, we have to receive them.
Mandy, do we need to read the entire grant project ordinance?
I don't think so.
Okay, then I make a motion we approve the grant project ordinance as presented and in your packet and on the screens.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Then the last part is just the one last review of the fiscal year 2022 budget. So all I really wanted to focus on are the changes that have occurred since the May council meeting when the budget was officially presented.
Is it four pages?
Yeah, it's only about four pages, and it really just highlights.
It's a PowerPoint updated budget presentation for Council 621, Mandy, I think.
It got updated afterwards, the PDF one.
PowerPoint?
That's the one I opened, it's four pages.
Changes, and I'll just start with the general fund and focus on that column that says revisions after May 17th, 2021 meeting. So the general fund, there's actually an increase of $68,000. There's a, I'll just go over the summary first and we'll go to the details. So, and then an increase of $3,000 in the water and sewer fund. So if we go to the next slide, here's the details of those changes. So for the general fund, we received our quote for our property and liability insurance, and Mandy and I talked about that, thought it was best to increase the budget a little bit based on that quote. For the police department, there's an increase of $9,000 for capital outlay for a vehicle. It was also, what actually happened was the police department gave the fire department one of their trucks. So by doing that, police will now, instead of purchasing a car, will purchase a truck. There's greater cost of doing that. So in the end, and overall, it's a good benefit to the town because a newer truck is being transferred to the fire department for their use. So it works out very well. The next part on the streets and sanitation is the addition of two more streets for the paving projects for fiscal year 22. So that's a grand total of 56,000. So the total increases there is now we come to the 68,000. To offset that, for the police vehicle and the paving, the thought now is increased financing for those. And then to offset the increase in property and liability insurance is additional paid parking revenue. So any question on those changes? Okay, so the next slide is the water and sewer fund. The only increase in expenses was the $3,000, the same reason for that we mentioned for the in the general fund for the quote that we received. Then the other part on the revenue is originally we had appropriation of water and sewer fund balance as a placeholder until we got more information on the American Rescue Plan. So now that we know we are definitely receiving those funds, even though maybe delayed slightly by a month, so it was to take away or eliminate that appropriation on the revenue side and include a transfer in from the American Rescue Plan Fund as the other revenue source. Okay. And that'll be used to fund a sewer project that's planned for fiscal year 22. So that's really the only changes that have occurred since the budget was presented in May.
Okay.
If anybody has any questions?
No. I believe we need a motion to change the budget.
Yeah, I think
yes, I believe we do. So, are we ready for that yet, or we have more?
Oh, no, that's really all.
That's
I had.
All of it?
Just, everything all else right. is the same, the fee schedule, and these were the only changes since the.
Okay.
Yeah, I make a motion to accept the 21-22 budget as modified by the Finance Commissioner. Previous presentation.
Second.
A lot of work since February going into this. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Nice job, all.
Thank you.
Good work.
Thank you.
Fire department.
Nothing, sir.
Okay. Police department.
Nothing, sir.
Public works department.
Nothing reported.
Okay. Yep. Recreation department.
Just one thing for public works. So Jimmy, how long will it be before we can pay the repair we had to make last week, just so council's aware of the time?
I'm sorry. Usually when we make a cut or something like that in the road, we normally have to wait 2 to 3 months for that to settle. Then we have to come in and do a compaction test or something like that, especially if we're repaving a road or something like that.
Yeah.
Not to mention, we have to get on the schedule for the papers also, so they normally recommend 2 to 3 months. So
so I know that's a highly traveled road. I just want council to realize that when people ask you, there's a reason why it's sitting there, not just because. And there's some examples of Fifth Street between H and I is just getting ready to get paved, and that's probably been there about 2.5 months. So
Cyber Ford.
Yeah.
So. Just to be clear, our plan is to, as soon as July 1 arrives, is to try to get the paving projects started with pricing. And Arlen, I guess I'm asking you.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have, based on the dollar amounts that are about, we're going to have to do some bidding on those projects. So.
And we wouldn't want those projects to start until after the end of September.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But getting them on the schedule, getting the process started. ASAP is critical.
Yes, the slowest stuff's happening, I would agree. Yeah. We got to get it bid and squared up. Yes, sir.
Okay. All done?
Yes, sir.
All right, Nikki.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I just have a quick, we have a special event request from New Hanover County Sheriff's Office in conjunction with the United States Police Canine Association. They would like to utilize the ball field at Joey's Park in September for the National Police Canine Trials. And it's kind of a non-typical use of the ball field, and we'd also like to consider waiving the special event daily fees for them as both our law enforcement organizations. But they would set up in the outfield of the ball field. It's for the agility portion of the canine trials, so there would be 5 stations of agility in the judging area. It is open to the public. They would be required to clean up after themselves. They would provide us insurance. And each individual canine team is also covered on their own. They're all active law enforcement, so they are covered under their own entities, insurance as well.
May I ask a question, Mayor? I'm going to ask a question.
Sure.
Waivers and hold harmless, you all do that?
We could add that.
I think I'd recommend it. I don't know about the politics, it's a good way to mitigate against the risk.
No problem. Thank you, Councilor.
Thanks, sir.
They might be signing them to the county for the event, the main events, but we could also require it for the portion of that event.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Hold it. And I'll be glad to work with you on that. Mo's got a great waiver in your library.
Okay.
Chief Bell, The last time they did this, didn't they do it at Veterans Park? I just remember it was bigger than I think.
Well, they have to do it all over the county, because depending on how many canine teams they have.
Okay, so they're doing it multiple locations.
Yes, they're utilizing.
Okay, I didn't understand.
This is just one portion of the.
Okay, I feel better now because I was.
Yeah, that does make it seem.
Okay, that sounds a lot more.
There will be portions of the event where everyone's present at once, but that will not take place here.
Right.
This is just they kind of rotate through.
Okay. Okay, I feel better now. Thank you.
So, Nikki's looking for a motion.
I'll make a motion that we waive the fee for the use of the park by the sheriff's department.
I'll second that.
Second.
All right. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki.
Do you know when that is?
Okay, we would move on to old business, but it seems we have taken care of all of our old business. So let's move on to new business. Discussion of resolution for HB 496. House Bill 496 is a bill that would prevent us from controlling our tree population. By that, we would not be allowed to prevent people from cutting down particular trees without the approval of the legislature. That's a very broad statement of what it is, but I have a resolution here which is requested to have a sign, and I guess I can read it. Or can you put it up? It is up, all right. Whereas the North Carolina General Assembly is considering House Bill 496 entitled An Act Providing That Counties and Cities Shall Not Adopt Ordinances Regulating the Removal of Trees from Private Property Without the Express Authorization of the General Assembly. And whereas the proposed legislation would require all local governments to obtain special authorization from the General Assembly prior to enacting a tree protection ordinance and void all existing ordinances protecting existing trees that were established without special authority, and whereas the proposed legislation is inconsistent with the states regarding tree removal and preservation around outdoor advertising in addition to the state's historic preservation laws that allow local governments to protect the vegetation of historic sites, and whereas the proposed legislation conflicts with General Statute 160D-921 regarding the ability of local jurisdictions to delay approvals following clear cutting, and whereas the proposed legislation creates a conflict with any prior development agreement, planned development, or special use permit approval that included tree preservation as a condition of approval, and whereas the proposed legislation interferes with the ability of local governments to provide supplemental credit towards landscaping requirements for retained, preserved existing vegetation, and whereas the proposed legislation could result in a more confusing regulatory framework as local governments would be required to receive individual express authority from the General Assembly. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Town Council of the Town of Curie Beach, North Carolina, expresses its opposition to House Bill 496 and urges the North Carolina General Assembly and the Governor of the State of North Carolina to oppose the proposed legislation.
I agree with all that. I make a motion we pass as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I will sign it.
Thank you for preparing that, Mr. Mayor, if that was you. However that got prepared.
Yes. Recognition of Andy Knutis.
Yes, sir. So I've been talking both with his widow, BJ, and his daughter. She is not going to be able to make it back down for health reasons in August, so she asked that we recognize him in a way in a council meeting. What I propose is council's permission to work with the town clerk to make a plaque to his service and then present it at the August meeting with the attendance of his children and videotape it or have it online so that BJ can attend virtually if council so approves.
David, will that plaque also be something put in our lobby?
Well, we need to figure out where it goes. I was going to ask Mandy for her thoughts on that, but yes, I think a plaque is service.
I think that'd be appropriate, yeah. Something permanently we put.
So his daughter sent a picture, so I was thinking maybe get it monogrammed or laser engraved with the picture of him in a Curie Beach shirt or whatever, right? We'll let the family weigh in on that and then document his service to the town if that's what the council approves. I think working with Mandy, we can get that done before the August meeting, I'm sure.
Do you think we can get the plaque done by August?
I think so. If we get an idea in the next week or two, I would think so. Okay. I don't know if they're way backed up or not.
Okay. I guess once we talk to them, to the plaque company, if they are, we'll address when we're going to do it then.
Exactly right. But is that acceptable to council?
Yeah, I think it's fair. So.
How long did Andy service?
I'll have to have Mandy look it up. But, I mean, he was the first attorney, so I'm assuming 50 years or more.
Yeah.
I have records from him as the secretary for the fire department in 1952.
Yeah.
1952.
And he was a lifeguard, too, wasn't he?
He was a lifeguard. He was a fireman. I believe he was a police officer at one time. And then the first town attorney. Yeah, so definitely. We'll have to get all the documents of his service.
Yeah, so are we going to document like that? That's service and which years and then go through it?
That's
like
what that? I was going to try to do and get all the records.
Sounds
good. So we'll present something to council before we order it for council to weigh in on their approval.
Okay.
Great idea.
Yeah.
And I'll communicate to his family as well that that's the intentions of council. Thank you.
Okay. Fort Fisher?
Yes, sir. Discussing the traditionally there has been 6 concerts at the Fort Fisher Air Force Station that we, the town of Curie Beach, has financed. That has run close to $10,000 to get the 6 concerts put on. Talking with the Island Chamber over the last month or so, as they began to put together different events for the year through the chamber, that $9,000 to $10,000 will only cover 4 events. Because the price of the bands have gone up, the price of the sound equipment has gone up. It's just, that's what's happened this year. And for us to do 6, they would like another $3,000. At one time, this council had already approved $9,800. Through some email traffic between the 5 of us, there seemed to be a consensus that we would like the 6. Rather than 4, and so I would propose that we agree to the additional $3,000 to support the 6 concerts at Fort Fisher.
Any questions on that point?
So is that in this year's budget or next year's budget? It crosses, right?
That would impact actually what you just approved.
Okay, I just want to understand where we would be talking about messing with Arlen.
Any thoughts? Kind of each caught each other in passing on this. You want to make a motion, John?
Sure. I will make a motion that we agree to the 6 concerts at Fort Fisher with the town of Curie Beach finances, which will increase what we had once agreed with the Island Chamber of Commerce, an additional $3,000.
And that would come from the general fund, right, Arlen?
Right. I guess that would be my question at this point. So that would be like an
immediate amendment?
Budget amendment number one.
Why wouldn't it be the ROT?
Well, we still...
Still have to budget.
Expenses still aren't going to come out of council budget, which there's... Those funds aren't there to...
Okay.
It's got to come out of general fund initially.
All right.
And that's this year, this current budget?
No,
it'll be next year.
Next year, so like on day one, that will amend next year.
So budget amendment number one?
Okay.
So we have a motion. Any other questions?
A second.
I'm a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Thank you.
Mayor updates. I have no updates beyond what we've already discussed here and what we've discussed on parking. There are things in planning with recreation and others, but we'll put that out for another time. Commissioner items. Alan?
Nothing, sir.
Joseph?
No, sir.
My friend?
Yeah, just a reminder to everyone listening that it is now hurricane season. All the department heads have done their phase one preparation phase, and we're just waiting. We did have a tropical storm warning over the weekend, which we communicated out. So hopefully you saw it in your emergency text message or email. If you didn't, please go online and sign up with the town so you're aware of what's going on.
Thank you, David. That's an important message. John?
Nothing in addition.
Okay. All right. May I have a motion to go into closed session?
Make a motion we go into closed session in accordance with General Statute 143-318-11A3.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.